This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Top three leaders of ruling alliance discuss contemporary politics, including endorsement of MCC and local level elections. Schools shut due to risk of COVID infections to reopen physically from today after a month. World Radio Day being observed today with a slogan, Radio and Trust. And more than a dozen countries urge their citizens to leave Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba, CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal have held discussions. In the meeting held yesterday, the top three leaders discussed the contemporary political issues, including the local level election and endorsement of the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC-backed. The leaders also agreed on working in unison to move ahead by resolving the disruption of the House of Representatives by major opposition parties, CPN-UML. During the discussion, CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal proposed to call the House of Representatives meeting on the 16th of February instead of 14th of February in consideration of demands put forth by the major opposition. Chairman Dahal's personal assistant Ganga Dahal said the three leaders also agreed to continue the current five-party coalition till the election. The government and the Communist Party of Nepal, CPN, led by Netra Bikram Chand, have discussed the implementation status of the three-point agreement reached earlier between the two sides. After the meeting held at the Home Ministry yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Farnindra Mani Pokhrel said the meeting reviewed the progress made in implementing the agreement signed between the two sides on the 4th of March. In 2021. The meeting also focused on the withdrawal of court cases against leaders and cadres of the party at the earliest. On the occasion, party spokesperson Kharga Bahadur Bishwakarma submitted the details of party leaders and cadres who have been jailed and are facing court cases. After the meeting, he said the dialogue was positive towards implementing the agreement. Schools shut due to risk of COVID infections are reopening physically from today after a month. The Education, Science and Technology Ministry has directed schools to run physical classes from today following the recommendation of the COVID-19 Crisis Management and Coordination Center. The 11th World Radio Day is being celebrated around the world and in Nepal today by organizing various programs with the theme Radio and Trust. The 36th Conference of UNESCO, acting on Spain's proposal, had declared February 13 as World Radio Day on November 3, 2011. Since then, World Radio Day has been marked on February 13 every year at the call of the United Nations. On the occasion of the World Radio Day, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, has expressed his best wishes to all radio broadcasting houses and people working for radio. He said radio houses have been proving their role and effectiveness to the world through their reliable content, easy access, public responsibility and popularity and competition, even in today's age of advanced information technology. Stating that the importance of radio had increased in times of epidemics and disasters, Executive Director Kesi said that radio had been showing its value during natural disasters like earthquakes, tsunamis, floods and landslides. He also added, Radio Nepal, the country's oldest broadcasting house, has been playing a leading role in bringing awareness and providing information and entertainment since 1951. Spokesperson of Nepali Congress, Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, has said all development partners should be treated equally. Talking to media persons in Chitwan yesterday, spokesperson Mahat noted that the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC should be taken fairly like the projects from other countries. He shared that there would be unfair adjustment in foreign relations while seeing the cooperation of other countries and the MCC through different lenses. A total of 836 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 6,654 samples. Likewise, 1,826 people recovered from the COVID infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 4 corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,882 in the country so far. Minister for Forest and Environment Ram Shahaya Prasad Yadav has said a guideline to construct wildlife-friendly infrastructure has already been prepared and is in the phase of endorsement. Inaugurating the tiger count at Shukla Fata in Kanchanpur yesterday, Minister Yadav shared that wildlife protection would be prioritized by constructing the wildlife-friendly infrastructure around protected areas. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Podel has said that children belonging to 4 to 12 year age group would be vaccinated against COVID-19 soon. At a program organized by the Reporters Club yesterday, Minister Podel said that vaccination drive would not adversely affect the education sector, which was already affected due to the third wave of COVID-19. The incumbent coalition government has announced to hold the local level election on May 13 this year in a single phase. Similarly, the education minister assured that the examination system of the Trivuvan University had been reformed, adding that decision was made to construct teachers' hospital in Chitwan and Central Library of Trivuvan University at Jamal, Kathmandu. The former finance ministers have discussed the economic problems as liquidity crunch in banking and financial institutions and the issues for the coming budget. The meeting of the former finance ministers' forum held discussion in this regard yesterday. The meeting was hosted by the Confederation of Banking and Financial Institutes Nepal, CBFIN. The CBFIN shared information that thorough discussion was held on increasing remittance, capital expenditure and investment in productive sectors, decreasing imports, creating new jobs with augmentation of production and encouraging entrepreneurship for sustainable economic development of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. More than a dozen countries have urged their citizens to leave Ukraine amid warnings from Western powers that an invasion by Russia could be imminent. The US, UK and Germany are among those who told the nationals to leave. Moscow has amassed an estimated 100,000 troops along Ukraine's border but denies any intent to invade. In a phone call, US President Joe Biden again warned Russian leader Vladimir Putin of the costs of any invasion. The White House has warned that an invasion could happen at any time and could begin with bombing from the air. Russia characterized such allegations as provocative speculation. Non-essential staff have been ordered to leave the U.S. embassy in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and consular services will be suspended from Sunday, although small consular presence will remain in the western city of Kyiv to handle emergencies. Swiss voters to go to the polls on Sunday to decide on a raft of measures, including a ban on tobacco advertising anywhere young people might see it. In effect, it would be a complete ban that might cause some raised eyebrows among Switzerland's European neighbors, most of whom adopted strict rules on tobacco advertising years ago. But Switzerland, despite its healthy, environment-friendly image, has the most lax regulations on tobacco in Europe. Long after smoking in pubs and restaurants was outlawed in the UK, France, or Germany. The Swiss were still puffing away. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Top three leaders of ruling alliance discuss contemporary politics, including endorsement of MCC and local level elections. Schools shut due to risk of COVID infections to reopen physically from today after a month. World Radio Day being observed today with a slogan, Radio and Trust. And more than a dozen countries urge their citizens to leave Ukraine. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.